Chapter 8, How to Make Money from Your HUD House. In this section, we will cover the different ways you can make money with your new HUD home purchase. We are going to cover the four most popular options, the ones you will probably be using if you are getting started in investing. Several exit strategies available are 1. Wholesaling the deal to another investor who will fix it up and flip it or keep it as a buy and hold investment. 2. Buy and hold the house as a rental property. 3. Flipping is where you buy the house, fix it up, and sell it for a short-term profit to an owner-occupant for full market value. 4. Sell with seller financing to another investor or first-time home buyer. Wholesaling HUD properties. There is a strategy known among real estate investors called wholesaling. This is an ideal way for beginners to begin making money even without cash or credit of their own. When you wholesale a deal, you find a property and negotiate a contract with the seller for a low price. In this case, you make an offer on a HUD home and get an offer accepted with them. Then, instead of qualifying to get the financing yourself and buying the house on your own, you will find another real estate investor who can pay cash for it. Either they have the cash or they have access to quick funding, and let them buy it instead for a little more than your contract price. You get to keep this difference as your fee for putting the deal together. So for example, if your offer is accepted by HUD for $80,000 and you find an investor willing to buy it for $85,000, then you would sign a contract to sell the house to that person and close on the same day as you're closing to buy it. I call this real estate day trading. An attorney or title company will then conduct what is called a simultaneous closing, where you will buy and sell the same property within an hour's time or so. Before this can happen, your buyer will deposit his money, whether it's his own money or his funding source's money, with the attorney or title company, who will then use it to pay your purchase price and to pay the money owed to HUD. You never have to come up with the money yourself. HUD sells a property for the agreed upon price, and an investor in town gets a great deal on a property that he can keep or fix up and sell himself. Sounds like a win-win-win. Now, this can be tricky when trying to line up your closing with your buyer's closing for the same day. In fact, some attorneys or title companies do not allow you to close on this type of transaction if you do not have the funds to bring to closing. In this case, you will simply use a transactional funding lender as previously described. The other thing about wholesaling is because you are finding cash buyers to take the property, they are able to close faster than someone who must qualify for a loan. This means your payday is even faster. Many real estate investors choose to only wholesale their deals, making relatively smaller chunks of profit for investing their time and expertise, scanning the market for homes and making a lot of offers. To wholesale a deal, you need to be networking with serious real estate investors in your area. Meet them in advance and find out what kind of properties they are looking for and where they are getting the money from, so you will not be wasting your time working with someone who has no money. When you have a handful, some investors may have relationships with hundreds or thousands, then you have a group of people you can announce new deals to by email as they arrive. Building your buyers list. The most important thing you need when wholesaling is a buyers list. Without a buyers list, you could get stuck with a property and you do not want that. You should always be looking to build your buyers list. There are many different ways to find wholesale buyers, and here is a list. Going to foreclosure auctions and getting business cards from the bidders. Calling the numbers on all I buy houses, signs, and ads that you see around town. Look in the real estate wanted section of your newspaper's classifieds and all online classifieds as well. Look in the for sale and for rent sections as well. You can often tell they are investors if they use phrases like lease option or seller financing. Network at your local real estate investors association. You can find them at www.nationalreia.com. Finding out who bought the properties that you bid on but lost, check the tax records to see who the new owner is and their contact information. Run ads on sites like Craigslist.com and Backpage.com that say you have deep discounted properties for sale and to contact you to get on your buyer's list. Put out your own signs that say handyman specials, cheap, cash, with your phone number. There are many websites you can go to in order to build your buyer's list. In fact, below is a list of all the major websites you can use to find buyers for your wholesale deals. They are also a good source to find properties as well. Here are the real estate specific sites. PropBot.com, PostLets.com, Trulia.com, Zillow.com, PropertySites.com, Owners.com, Agent.point, the number 2.com, SubmitYourListings.com, NationalHomeSearch.com, RealEstate.com, NewHomeSource.com, AllTheListings.com, RealEstate.shop.ebay.com, VirtualFSBO.com, ForSaleByOwner.com, BuyOwner.com, ForSaleByOwnerCenter.com, HomesByOwner.com, HomePortfolioJunction.com, FSBOAdvertisingService.com, FSBO.com, BuyOwner.com, which is BUY, HouseLocator.com, HomeFinder.com, HotPads.com, SoldByOwner.com, PostYourHome.com, VFlyer.com. Following are the free online classified sites that are not necessarily real estate specific. iBidFree.com, ClassifiedsForFree.com, HYT.com, USFreeAds.com, iNetGiant.com, AZFamily.com, ePage.com, Backpage.com, WorldSList.com, RealEstate.Oodle.com, LiveDeal.com, Craigslist.org, Vast.com, RealEstate.Yahoo.com, Kango, that's KAANGO, OLX.com, Hoobly, HOOBLY.com, eBayClassifieds.com, WebClassifieds.us, BestWayClassifieds.com, Kijiji.com, that's KIJIJI.com. Special bonus. Wholesaling is the main way my team and I buy and sell 10 to 15 or more deals per month, and most of our properties are sold the same day we buy them. In other words, we line up our closing when we are buying for the same day when we were selling. So we literally close on buying the property, and right after we own it, we close on selling it. I call this real estate day trading, buying and selling houses the same day. For more information on how I run my operation, visit HUD Homes Half Off and enter access code HUD and the number 1. Here you can watch a training video I have prepared for you that details the whole process. Can I assign my HUD contract when wholesaling? When wholesaling houses the same day, there are generally two main ways to structure the transaction: double closings and assigning the contract. Being able to assign a contract is the easiest way to wholesale a property. You may be asking, what is assigning a contract anyway? When assigning a contract, you are actually just selling the paperwork instead of the property. You simply get the property under contract to purchase in the name of your name and or assigns. So you can simply assign your contract to your buyers and do not have to come up with the money to purchase the property and then resell it. You use a document called an assignment of contract that states you are assigning your interest in the contract to your buyer for a fee. This fee would be your wholesale profit. As is the case with buying homes repossessed by banks, REOs, you cannot assign your interest in your contract to buy a HUD home to someone else for a fee. They will not allow it. Instead, simultaneous or double closings are the best way to get the job done. You already have your contract to buy from HUD, so now you will sign a new contract to sell the property to your investor buyer. In a simultaneous closing, the second closing will take place on the same day as the first, and the buyer's funds will be used to give to HUD. Choosing the right title company to represent you is the key to this process. Make sure you find one that is familiar and comfortable with double closings. HUD will choose their title company to represent them, and you choose yours to represent you if you want. Many investors use their own title company. In order to do simultaneous closings or double closings, you need to use the same attorney or title company for both transactions. We have been buying so many HUD properties that the HUD attorneys know us well and know what we do, so we just use them and not another to represent us. You can also get it under contract to buy in a land trust and assign the beneficial interest in the trust to your cash buyer at closing. I have also seen it done by buying the property from HUD in the name of a brand new LLC and then selling the LLC to your cash buyer. These are a couple of ways to assign a non-assignable contract. Your attorney or title company can help you with this type of transaction. Although it can be done, it is not often done. There are other ways to get funding to be able to close on buying and selling the same day without using these specific techniques. Both of these will require you to educate your buyer a little bit on the process. If it gets too complicated or your buyer won't cooperate, find another buyer or just do a double closing using one of the funding methods earlier described. To see how I personally announce and resell my wholesale properties or to get notified of deals my team has for sale, just go to hudhomeshalfoff.com and enter access code HUD1. I have a link to a special video there just for you so you can get on my VIP buyers list to get advanced notification of my wholesale properties. Buy and hold properties. Keeping real estate and renting it to tenants for several years or more is a well-known strategy and probably the most common. The advantages are that you can make a lot more money in the long run from the cash flow from the rent a tenant will pay. You also increase your equity over time as the loan is paid down, if you have a loan, as market values increase, and you may also receive depreciation benefits on your tax return. The downside to buying and holding is that the financing is harder to get and you have to wait longer for your payday, sometimes years longer. If you have the money to put down, are qualified for a mortgage, and don't mind managing the property and tenants over the years, this may be the way to go. The benefits are that you are building long-term passive income and equity in the property, which is an asset you can always keep forever or eventually sell. Many investors also pay cash or get short-term financing in order to buy a property in a couple of days or weeks and then refinance it with a loan whose interest rate is lower than it would be in getting an initial purchase money loan. If buying and holding is your strategy, do your market research and find out what areas of your city or state are scheduled to have the most appreciation or are in the path of progress. Those are the places you'll want to look for homes doing your search. You can use google.com to find out this information. Simply search for the keywords your state, then cities with the best appreciation. Example, South Carolina cities with best appreciation. I think every investor should keep at least a few properties as rentals. This way you're building long-term wealth. If all you ever do is wholesaling or flipping, then you always have a job. This is because flipping and wholesaling is a business, and keeping properties as rentals is an investment. I also think that every investor should learn how to deal with tenants and manage properties. You may not like it, but it is a good experience to learn how to do it. When I keep a property as a rental, I like to try to get at least 2 to 3% per month of what I have in the property as rent. For example, if I paid $25,000 for the property and invested another $5,000 in repairs, then I have a total investment of $30,000. Well, 2 to 3% of that per month would be $600 to $900 per month in rents. This is not a bad return on my investment when you multiply this by 12 to get my annual yield. But remember, you will have repairs and maintenance and vacancies from time to time. The other good news is that you will also have other tax advantages of owning real estate, such as depreciation. Many of the investors who purchase properties from me keep them as rentals since we have such great deals at deep discounts. Go to HUDHomesHalfOff.com and enter access code HUD1 to get on my VIP buyers list. I will put you on my advanced notification list to get notified of my properties before the general public. I have a video I have prepared for you that describes my advanced notification VIP buyers list. Check it out, and you may want to create a video similar to this for your buyers list also. Flipping houses. Flipping is another way of saying buy it, fix it up, put it on the market, and sell it again. There are many shows on TV that are focused on this one method. This works by buying properties under market value and getting them in excellent shape again so they can sell for as much as the market will bear. Your profit can be $10,000 to $30,000 or more depending on how good of a deal you got when you purchased and also depending on the market value of the homes you are fixing up. Flipping homes is a short-term strategy for those who want to get paid in a matter of months. It typically takes 3 to 6 months to fix up a home, market it properly, show it to buyers, and get one of them to the closing table with their financing. It takes longer because you are selling it for retail to someone who will live in the property, so they will be a little more particular. Remember, someone who either has cash or can qualify for a loan can choose any home they want, so it may take some time to sell yours. The main advantage of flipping houses is that you make your money in a short period of time, not sometime down the road when the future is less certain. The main downside, though, is that it's harder to find a qualified retail buyer than a tenant. When we decide to retail a property and sell it retail, we typically list it with a realtor. We also usually offer a bonus to the selling agent. This can be between $500 and $5,000. This money goes directly to the realtor or agent who brings the buyer. This is an incentive for the realtors to show your home more than they do others. We also sometimes offer a free gift to a buyer like a big screen TV or new riding lawnmower for an acceptable offer. It also helps when selling a house at retail to offer to pay the buyer's closing cost. You may have a buyer interested in buying your home, but they may only have enough money for their down payment, but not the closing cost. This can make them choose your home over another they are considering. What are the seasoning requirements before I can resell? It used to be that a retail buyer could not get an FHA loan to buy a property unless the previous owner, you, had held title to the property for at least 90 days. This was an effort meant to prevent fraud, but was a big nuisance to legitimate house flippers who wanted to resell it again quickly. And to make matters worse, the vast majority of home buyers have used FHA financing since 2007 or so, so it was a real impediment for a while. Fortunately, on February 1st, 2010, HUD waived this requirement in order to help more people get affordable housing, and it has been that way ever since. This is great news for investors who no longer have to keep their funds needlessly tied up in vacant inventory, waiting 90 days before they can sell if their buyer is using FHA to finance the property. Sell with seller financing. You could also sell your HUD home with seller financing to either an investor who will fix it up and rent it out, or to a buyer who wants to fix it up to live in it. You can either make the necessary repairs or sell it to the buyer as is and let them make the repairs. That is what we do when we sell one of our properties with seller financing. This is a great way to get long-term cash flow without having the problems associated with property management. Basically, when you finance a property for your buyers, you are acting as the bank. The buyer will be making regular monthly payments to you, just like they would if they got their financing through a bank or mortgage lender. It is very important that you qualify your buyer when offering seller financing. You want to make sure they can handle the payments and that they are a good credit risk for you. The more down payment they put down, the better for you. There are many ways you can structure your seller financing transaction. I typically finance our properties for 10 years at 11% interest rate. I try to get at least 5% down from the buyer. This helps to keep defaults to minimum. The key to getting great returns is not necessarily the interest rate, but the difference in price from what you paid for the property and what you are selling it for. I try to sell my properties that I am seller financing for at least 3 to 6 times what I paid for them. Special bonus. We have a strategy that allows us to capitalize on seller financing by buying dirt cheap houses that no one else wants and then sell them for 3 to 6 times what we paid by selling them with seller financing. We have gotten returns from 119 to 788% on our investment by receiving monthly payments and getting paid more over time. This is a great idea that works extremely well in today's market. I call this my filthy riches strategy. If you would like to learn more about this, please visit HUD Homes Half Off and enter access code HUD1, where you can watch a free 7-part video series, register for a training webinar, and much more. Preparing for closing. The next step is to begin preparing for closing. You have a fixed time frame to get your financing lined up and get ready for closing. Some states use attorneys to close real estate transactions and some use title companies. HUD has their own attorney or title company they use in each area. In North and South Carolina, they use attorneys. They have their own that they use to close all of their transactions for HUD purchases. The attorney or title company will perform a title search to make sure the property has a clean title with no liens or judgments and that HUD can transfer the deed to you free and clear. As the buyer, you'll usually have the right to choose an attorney or title company of your choice. Two title companies can be involved, one representing the seller, HUD, and one representing the buyer, you, if that is your choice. If you are wholesaling the property, you will want to choose a title company of your own that understands how simultaneous closings work. Most companies don't because it's a lesser known means of doing business, and you don't have time to educate them or try to get title insurance if their underwriters need to get educated or will not insure these kinds of deals. In most cities, there is a Real Estate Investors Association where you can ask around and find out which companies in town get it regarding wholesaling and other kinds of creative investing. You can also ask realtors and other investors as well. Always get title insurance on your purchase, whether it is a HUD home or other type of property purchase. When you get title insurance, you are ensuring that the title to the property is free and clear of any liens, and that if anything arises in the future to question your ownership, then the title insurance company will defend you. It is not very expensive, and I never purchase a property without it. The attorney or title company handling the closing will take care of this for you. Usually the day before closing, you will receive a HUD-1 closing statement, which will detail the entire transaction and include all the closing costs and who is paying them. This HUD-1 closing statement will tell you exactly how much money you have to bring to closing and how much the seller, HUD in this case, will net at the closing. You or your partner, private lender, etc., will send the funds to the attorney or title company to hold in their escrow account. When the day of closing comes, you will come to the title company or attorney's office and sign your loan documents, if any, settlement statement, and other disclosures and paperwork required to transfer ownership of the property from HUD to you. After the closing, she's all yours. Follow through with your exit strategy of wholesaling, fix and flip, or leasing the house for long-term cash flow. If you are wholesaling the property, you will have a second closing after this one. In this second closing, the investor buyer you found will show up and sign an additional set of paperwork for you to sell the house to them. The attorney or title company will also handle this for you. We are actually closing so many HUD homes now that we now have a HUD attorney come to our office once a week to close deals for us. This is something that the attorney offered since he was closing so many deals for us every week. We even offered to let them use our conference room as a satellite office for other closings they need to do in our area. Another HUD attorney in North Carolina told us that we were buying more HUD properties in North Carolina than any other single buyer he knew of. I knew we were buying a lot of HUD homes, but I didn't know that we were the largest buyers of HUD homes in North Carolina until he told us. As I am writing this right now, we are closing about 20 to 25 homes a month and have 41 homes under contract. This is more properties than I have ever done. This is great, but the market we're experiencing right now will not last forever. So get out there and make some offers, and you will get some deals and make some money. Special bonus. Short-term capital gains on homes bought and sold within a year's time are higher than if you bought and held for at least 1 year first. Avoid paying more in taxes by investing in real estate using an IRA or other retirement account. I have a special report and audio explaining how to do this. Simply go to HUDHomesHalfOff.com and enter access code HUD1.